Have you ever experienced real, real deep darkness? Anyone? Ray? Yeah. What was that? Mammoth Cave. So yeah, here. Deep into the earth. Yeah. Anyone else? I mean, darkness like that, like in the Book of Exodus, where there was darkness for 3 days and it said you couldn't see the hand in front of you. I thought I knew darkness until when I'd finished up my second year of seminary, and I had a summer assignment at St. Mary's Parish in Shrewsbury. And one of the highlights, and this was a diocesan thing, but Father Brian O'Toole invited kids from all over the diocese to go on a mountain climb retreat up in New Hampshire. I had never climbed a mountain or gone camping or anything like that before. It was an experience in many ways. I remember it poured from start to finish. We were soaked to the skin. And we get up to the top of this mountain they call the Cannonball for some reason. And the cabins had no electricity. There were only a couple of buildings that had electricity. I think the bathrooms had electricity. But, you know, going to bed and having to go to the bathroom, there was no, and in those days, you didn't have a flashlight on your phone. And couldn't find a flashlight, and I really had to make this visit. So out of the cabin I go, and I must have been like the caves, Ray. I'm like, where is the walking path? I said, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I think somebody came out with a flashlight eventually. Thank goodness. But I mean, that is dark. I've never experienced anything because, you know, it had been raining too. No moonlight, nothing from the sky. This really is something that I remember when I hear Jesus say, "You are the light of the world," you know, to shatter the darkness. And I mean, let's face it, I hate to bring people down when I preach, but if you don't address certain things that are happening in the world too, that's a problem. But, and I mean, I don't know about you, but hearing about the gun violence in this country, the mass shootings, the deaths caused by injustice, I mean, it can get really seem to be, morally speaking, can be that dark sometimes in our supposedly enlightened society. But I think things have been getting as our, now, you know, I know that we've got a free society and that nobody's religion should be foisted on somebody else's, but when I was a kid, we had Christian values, and those are the values that guide the documents we hold dear. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, those were conceived by people who had the Judeo-Christian ethic. And whatever your conception of God or a higher power is, I mean, if we're not trying to reflect the light that shines from God, because we're like the moon. God is the sun. For us, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he's the sun that shines on us. And like the moon that reflects the light of the sun, we need to reflect the light of Christ to shatter the darkness of a world that can get pretty darn dark. Because without the light of God, without the light of Christ, we can't walk 3 feet in front of us on the path that God wants us to walk. We are the light of the world. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world," but then he also said, "You are the light of the world." Because if we're part of his body, then he relies on us to shine his light. In the next few minutes, I just want to talk about 2 ways that all of us, by virtue of our baptism, by virtue of professing ourselves to be Christian disciples and followers of Jesus and people who are trying to be like Jesus, 2 ways we can hide the light that we received in baptism and that we try to open up to and reflect all of our lives is one, lack of faith in action through service, whether it be, for example, being down at the armory to spread the light of Christ, to be there for people who have no other place to go, and instead of freezing to death, they have a warm place to go. That's one way that I talked about at the beginning of Mass, that beautiful way that our town showed it. The food pantry, a beautiful way that we've shown it for years and years and years. Why? What are these two books I'm holding? Last fall, we had a ministry fair, and I worked very hard with the great group of people on this booklet, and people work so hard to have, as you remember, the tables set up at Notre Dame with the ministry leads and different people from the different parish ministries there to talk about all the opportunities we have to let our light shine by being disciples who serve not only the parish but the wider community. Now, if you're a disciple of Christ and you're coming to Mass and you're receiving the Eucharist, each one of us, all of us, have to ask ourselves, what am I doing with all those gifts God is giving me? Does my faith express itself in action and in service and in a ministry? And if the answer is no, we really need to ask ourselves, is there something more I should be doing to be a more authentic disciple of Christ? And I put, we have tons of these booklets. I found more, and I've put them at the exits of the church. We need to look at all the opportunities, and there's a world of opportunities, but just here in our parish. What committees can we serve on? Can we serve in a liturgical capacity? Can we be a catechist? Oh, that's an important job. A catechist that's helping to form upcoming generations in the faith. Because if we don't have people to take over, then our church, which Jesus said would never wink out of existence, but it can, that flame can ebb pretty low and that light can get pretty puny unless we answer the call to reflect the light of Christ. Second way we can do this is by not being embarrassed to profess that we are followers of Christ, that we are Catholic Christians. Now, it's a delicate thing, I know. And I know, and boy, have things changed since I was a kid. I think about that sometimes. You know, no one was embarrassed to say they went to church on Sunday. Nobody was embarrassed to say grace in a public place. Nobody was embarrassed to say the book I'm reading is a book about Jesus or about Christianity. But, you know, society in my lifetime has given a clear message to people of faith. Keep your religion to yourself. I don't want to hear about it. And as I said, it's a delicate balance. I know that all of us among our circle of family, friends, neighbors, you can see the tightness on people's faces if we do bring up our religion. And we don't want to run around, I love this term, you don't want to run around re-evangelizing by hitting people over the head with a crucifix, you know. That can repel people away. But nor should we be hiding our faith. And I know even brother priests, when we're out in a restaurant, for example, you know, the food comes, and it's like, we look at each other like, are we going to say grace? Like, we're priests for crying out loud, but should any of us? I mean, we shouldn't hide that. That's our business. We want to give thanks and praise to God. Yeah, we're in a public place, but we're not running over to other people saying, did you say grace? We're saying grace. That's a public witness. In workplaces, you hear about this more and more. In my own little cubicle when I was at Digital, I mean, I could have something that represented my religion. That was a few years ago now, a quarter of a century. I hear people say that they've been asked to take those. It's my cubicle, for crying out loud, but it's our workplace. You know what? Don't want to get anyone fired, but that's a battle worth fighting. Because if we buy into the society's message, keep your religion to yourself, and through not wanting to rock the boat or through cowardice, we continue to let them push us farther and farther into a corner and out the door, then the light of Christ is going to wink out. And then where will the world be? We'll be plunged into darkness. And nobody wants that. We are the light of the world. Let's pray for the strength to open up to that light and in ways that will truly attract people. Prayer, example, loving service speaks the loudest. You have to walk the walk as well as talk the talk. And if we walk the walk, then we will get more followers for Jesus, walking in the same direction towards heaven.